At AM 1400 K1, and that means it's Thursday morning, 9:30, time for K1 Car Talk with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. I was out at your place Saturday morning, and I think you moved somewhere around 45 cars in about 45 minutes on that auction.
There was a lot going on.
I have seen auto auctions, but that one moved.
We moved it, yeah. We tried real hard. It keeps getting, you know, changing and getting better. I think, what we're realizing is we really need to focus on collecting a good number of those low-end vehicles, those kinds of vehicles that people can come in and put a few thousand dollars of cash down on a vehicle. There's a great demand for those.
I got a great idea. Why don't you invent this thing called We Will Buy Your Car?
Well, we've got that program, don't we? So we need to buy them. And so that became a challenge this time. But, you know, it was a great event. We thank everybody who came out and registered, and you guys for being a part of the program. And you know, we're really focused on that. I think as we go forward at that location, at what used to be known as Price Road Auto, we're, like I've said before, we're going to rebrand it as Dungis Wholesale and really focus on those value vehicles. Mm-hmm. I know they're out there. We've been able to purchase them. The auction, we really need to have probably, you know, 30 or 40 of them collected up and be able, in order for it to get enough people to really work perfectly, but
yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Well, the beautiful
markets,
day.
I know the markets out there. I saw the people.
Yeah.
But I know that what I may not be the official term for it, but the secondary market, the only used car type lots, that's their bread and butter. And it just makes sense that the people that are buying those cars need more outlets, more places to find good vehicles.
That's right, and they're hard to find. And so if we can get a bunch of them together in one place, I mean that's a great thing for people. Selection is really important. Plus, when you're dealing with Dungis, of course, you know we've inspected the vehicle, and you know we're just going to do safety inspections on those type vehicles, and we're going to make sure they're right and everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
We may have service history on it and all the details on stuff like that. So as far as you're buying it, you know, somewhere down the road, you know, that, which isn't a bad thing, but you know, these cars are sold and resold, and a lot of times on a used car lot somewhere, you don't really have access to real solid information on it. You can get, you know, Carfax and Auto Check and those kind of things, but you know, sometimes those aren't perfect. And
lot better than when I was buying a car in 1973 or whenever.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, isn't it amazing all the information that's available out there today? It's remarkable. That just drives the transparency in the market, and all the, you know, stuff like the auction and such really, I think, evolved back out of that transparency, because the price, you know, that sets the market on the car is really what anybody's willing to pay every day for all the vehicles we have on our lot.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and I like the whole idea of the Dungis Wholesale lot being just down the street, so that it's always been your lot, but you've branded it now, or in the process of branding it, as instead of Price Road Auto, as Dungis Wholesale.
Yeah.
It puts the Dungis brand on these vehicles that are excellent buys.
And it really says what it was. And, you know, and it's been a used car lot for a long time, going back to the days when Sumter had it and Mulder had it for a little while. So, you know, and when we struggled at the beginning, do we name it Dungis or Price Road Auto? And we thought location was really the key thing there. I mean, it is such a great location right there at the corner of Price Road and Highway 75. I mean, it's an ideal location. People see our cars every day when they stop at that light. But it's, obviously there's going to be great benefit in the new branding and being associated with Dungis. It's great. And
and
the detail department has just grown so much down there. Enrique and the guys do incredible work. And, you know, it's really exciting what's happening down there at our little lot.
I was going to say, before you mentioned the detail, is, you know, people got such great buys on those cars, they can take them in and Enrique can really make them sparkle.
There you go. That's right. He always does. That's there was a lot of actually interest in the detail that morning. I know a lot of people were asking about it and how much, what do they cost, what do you do for that? And, you know, it really is a process to do a full detail. You know, it sounds like a lot of money to people. A full detail might cost $150 to $160, depending on the kind of vehicle you have. But the truth is, I mean, they clean everything just like a new car, starting with the engine all the way through the undercarriage, all the wheel wells, you know, all the surfaces get cleaned, and then they get treated, you know, wax and set up right. So it's a big process. Takes hours on every vehicle.
But really, and you and I have talked about this before, regardless of whether we're driving a one-year-old vehicle or an 11-year-old vehicle, that annual detail, just like we make the annual doctor's appointment or the annual dentist appointment, it would
clean your teeth.
it would preserve the value of the vehicle.
Well, it does. I mean, for trade-in value, just for enjoyment of your vehicle, right? Yeah. I mean, we all like to be in a nice, clean vehicle, and
it's the American way.
Sure. So, anyway, it does really retain your value to keep those things good. We also see issues develop if you don't with some of the. Pneumatic systems and door systems, if they get too dirty, they can really deteriorate to the point where the doors don't function so well. Locking systems can break, windows can have problems, stuff like that. So a lot of that can be prevented, especially if you're driving on dirt roads a lot, mm-hmm. Which a lot of people around here, they
do we have dirt roads?
They don't have much choice, do they?
There's never any
on that,
never any dust in the air.
That's one of those things you really want to watch on your vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, home of the 995 oil change, I want to at least mention that.
Because, that's right.
Again, another opportunity for a qualified maintenance tech to at least get under your hood and look and do more than just take oil out, put a new filter on, put oil in. Hi, bye, thank you very much.
Sure. I mean, our guys, are. First of all, we've got about 20 technicians overall in both stores, many master and elite level certified technicians, ASE, Toyota, Ford, Lincoln, everything you could hope for. Our oil change guys are a part of that same system. They're all going through the early stages of certification and manufacturer development. They're not as experienced as the other guys, but they're a part of that system. So they really are good techs. They're trained to not only just change your oil and do the basic work, but also to inspect your vehicle, like you said, every time it goes through. That's another thing you get.
And another opportunity.
With Dungis is it's not just a guy changing the oil somewhere where they don't really work on cars. We mm-hmm. work on cars top to bottom, front to back, new and used, body shop, service, parts, everything. So they're supported by a large network. You get the great value of the 995 oil change. Going on this week, there's been a lot of changes. If you're one of our customers, you're going to look for different faces on some of our drives. We've had a couple people move around, and so people know, if you remember, Brent Guthrie, who's been
sure.
on this Ford service drive for many years, has now moved into our Ford finance position. So he's one of the sales managers now, part of the sales team up front.
I'll miss
and
him.
I know, I'll miss him, but he's still there. So taking his role on the Ford drive is going to be Jennifer Viles, who'd been on the Toyota drive and one of our key Toyota service advisors for a long time. People will remember her from the Ford drive a few years ago. She was she's excellent in customer service and one of our best and most experienced advisors.
And you get to hear her voice frequently on
K1. That's right. And so John and Jessica over there, primary, and then Blake is still on the Toyota side, but we've got Jessica Cole has moved into that, who many people may know. Jessica's grandmother worked at the dealership. Mm-hmm. Alma was around many years ago as our customer relations manager, and Jessica's been there now for many years, working her way up at most recently as the customer relations manager, been involved with many of our customers, and now moving into this this new role, and really exciting for Jessica and Blake on the Toyota drive and Jennifer and John on the Ford service drive.
So. Well, it's nice to see the continuation of friendly faces.
What's exciting to me about this is these are all people that came in and they're moving up, moving into new roles. It's exciting. They all have career paths at Dungis. We work really hard to develop people and give them, opportunities going forward to develop and reach their goals. So it's exciting when it happens and it works out that way. We always try to hire from within and develop our people. So that's
Speaking of hiring, and I don't know if you have any openings right now, but I know frequently you say, if you are the type of person that likes to relate well to customer service, work in a family team atmosphere, check it out.
And do the right thing. I mean, that's the kind of people we're looking for. If you just want to be a part of that kind of environment, that's really the main thing. I mean, a lot of the other stuff we do in the car business can be trained. Sometimes it takes, different paths take different things. If you want to be a technician or body man, it's a different thing, but certainly in administration and sales, in our parts department, And even in service in the body shop, you can start and go to the end. We have that examples of that, like I mentioned, all throughout the dealership.
Sure.
I mean, just the people I mentioned, but in all the roles, you know, whether it's Rob Powell, who's my general manager on the Ford side, he's started out working in parts and service and different dealerships through the years over many decades, and has risen his way to be an important player in our team.
Well, speaking of important players, you brought somebody
players
on.
And teams, and you know, that's one thing that we've always talked about is youth sports. Dunn just loves to sponsor youth sports, and one of our partnerships over the last couple
years. I think it's appropriate
years,
that we feature sports on the day that the spring training games were starting.
Well, there's a lot going on. there's so much this time of year, getting into springtime, and I've got Cal Ross here, who's the editor of Vipe Northeast Oklahoma.
That's correct.
Welcome, Cal.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
I like the logo on your shirt.
Thanks. These are actually new shirts. We just got them a couple weeks ago, and I thought, what better time to rock it than up here at this. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah. Well, I've seen the magazine around, but for those that have not looked or maybe just haven't noticed it on the shelves, how long have you been publishing?
The magazine has been publishing for 10 years, but we actually have 8 different regional magazines. So this one right here is the Northeast one, like you said. We have Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Southeast, Southwest, Northwest, North, and then the Three Rivers area, which is like Muskogee, Tahlequah, and that stuff. So we have 4 different editors, and we all kind of take control of all of these different regions, and I do the Northeast one. The Northeast one has been out, I think, since 2014. So I think this is the 3rd year this book's been coming out. But these schools were a part of the North magazine. Mm-hmm. And then once we got enough ad sales in this area, we were able to create another magazine and really focus more on Bartlesville, as you can see, Claremore, Grove, Veneta, and all these schools up here in this area northeast of Tulsa.
Well, it's a nice resource for the fans, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's what's unique about it, I think, is what you focus on. And, of course, these teams are covered by the newspapers by Charlie and the radio station.
Yeah.
But you really focus. Tell us about your concept and what you do.
Well, the main thing is we want to make sure and feature as many student-athletes as possible. You know, that's the main focus of our magazine is always putting the emphasis on the student-athletes and all the good they do, because these kids work incredibly hard. I mean, we've all probably been high school athletes before in the past, but I think sometimes you forget how challenging it is to balance school and sports and family life and all that stuff. And a lot of these kids who get featured in our magazine are just incredible and do incredible things. So we try and really shed light on that type of stuff, you know. And this feature, this Young Guns thing here on the cover of this one, all 4 of these athletes here are freshmen or a freshman and then 3 sophomores there. And the idea was we asked coaches, hey, who's your sophomore or your freshman who in 2 years everyone's going to know about, you know, that people need to know? And they're like, oh, you know, Will Amos from Grove, he's great. He's our quarterback and star basketball player. June Harris from Bartlesville, she set records at the state swim tournament last weekend or 2 weekends ago. So, you know, we try and do different things. You know, I know you guys have your athlete of the month.
That's
new.
Started that now, and this new issue, we've got Zach Wellman from Bartlesville Wrestling, the Dunn Just Driven Athlete of the Month. And that's one thing we like is, you know, the ability to really focus and draw attention to local athletes that sometimes don't, you know, if you know there's a wrestling match, it'll get covered in the paper, but you're not going to really get into talking to Zach and the team. We like to take pictures of the teams out at the dealership and give them some exposure, get more people's pictures in publications, stuff like that.
And David Hunt takes those photos, and he does a fantastic job. He's taken those photos at Bartlesville or at Dunn Just for as long as I've been working here, so for Vipe. And he does a great job. And I think this is our 2nd Dunn Just Athlete of the Month. I think the one we had before was AJ Archambeau. He plays football, basketball, and baseball, and he's one of the better athletes in all 3 of those sports. So, you know, usually we just kind of the way I do it, I try and stick to the name, you know, the idea you guys have behind the Athlete of the Month, the Driven Athlete of the Month. So, you know, when I get these and I get my map and I'm looking at my assignments for the magazine and I see this one, you know, for this one we want to do wrestling because we focus on the winter sports. So for the March one that's coming up, we'll do a soccer player probably, maybe a baseball player. But I just, you know, I call or text these coaches and I say, hey, coach, you got an athlete who's just been working incredibly hard, who's seen success as a result of their hard work, and who's a good kid, you know, all that type of stuff. And, you know, Coach Pulsifer there at Bartlesville, he said, Zach Wellman, he's your guy, man, right about this kid. So then I just get his info, shoot him some questions, some easy, you know, 5 or 6 questions, and get good answers from him, and there it is, there's the piece, you know. It's it's that simple, but I feel like it really sheds light on these kids and the good they do for their schools.
These are out in the community. You can look for the Vipe magazine out at Dungis. We've got them out there in our waiting area. If you come get a $9.95 oil change, take a look for the Vipe magazine.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's really neat. I think people enjoy it if they pick it up.
Yeah, I think so too. I like to think so anyway.
All right, so and tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I am born and raised in Oklahoma. I grew up in Tulsa. I was born there as well. I went to a small private school there, Holland Hall. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
Sure.
After that, I moved on to Oklahoma State. I'm a Cowboy, so I went there and graduated from there in 4 years with a degree in sports media with a focus on strategic communication. So after that, I got out, and then through somebody I knew at Holland Hall, actually, a connection I had, I found Vipe and went and did an interview. And, you know, it was one of those things. I'm doing the interview, and mid-interview, I'm thinking I'm about to get up and leave. And they're like, all right, well, let's go show you the back, and we'll show you where you're going to work. And it's like, well, okay then. All right, here we go. So, and it was working, and I've been working there for over a year, and it's been fantastic. I have got so much experience, so much opportunity, and, you know, I do Hall and Hall radio. I dabbled with that a little bit in the fall, and now that they're switching over to the OSSAA, they're going to be playing teams from this area, Salina and Kansas, and I think Shoto and some of those teams. So I think I'm going to do that since I know all of those teams, since all those teams are in this magazine. But yeah, so I was doing the North book along with the Northeast book. There were 4 editors, and we all had 2 books. But since we started doing the social media online stuff, we revamped our websites and added a forum and all that type of stuff. So I've kind of been in charge of that. They kind of just were like, hey, Cal, you know this stuff.
We might talk about that a little bit, because you have kind of changed from just being paper to, to going online. And so what is your website, and what should they look for on Facebook to find you?
Well, if you go to Vipe Oklahoma, you can find our fan page, which is where we post a lot of our content, pretty much all of our content. We promote all of our online links there, tag all of our advertisers who, because, you know, most of our stories, if not all, are sponsored by some sort of advertiser, some sort of business in the area. So what we like to do is go on Facebook and Twitter and promote those things, you know, to get the brands out there, but also to promote our content and get people to read our stories. But if you go to VypeOK.com, that's our main Oklahoma webpage. And then on that webpage, there will be a drop-down menu that will say regional sites, and it has all 8 of our regional sites. So Northeast has its own site where I go on and I post strictly content from this book, and same with all the other ones. And so then we also have our forum, which you can find on that same one, and that's been our main focus. We're trying to create a forum because we want to talk to people. We want people to come talk to us and interact with us, and so we can talk about sports in the state and learn more, because, you know, for us it can be kind of tough with our office based in Tulsa, and, you know, guy I work with, Kyle, he covers Northwest Oklahoma. Well, he's writing about Alva. Well, you can't just take a roadie to Alva every week. You know, it's like a 6-hour round trip or whatever. So sometimes it can be tough for us based in Tulsa.
Connections, yeah, with, you know, the coaches and the teams,
yes,
I would think. And we're lucky to be closer there.
Absolutely.
It's great to have your focus here.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, coming up here is not as bad. I can tell my boss, you know, hey, I'm just going to buzz up to Bartlesville and talk to the guys on the radio, you know, no big deal. But for some of the other magazines, it's not as easy when you got to go all the way across the state. You know, that's, we love covering the entire state, and it's something that, you know, no other publication can say, because, you know, every newspaper just covers Bartlesville or covers Claremore or Tulsa, whereas we can say, no, we cover every school from Guymon out in the panhandle to Broken Bow down in the corner of the state. We're going to have something on you guys probably at some point in one of our magazines or online now. So,
all right,
it's a good deal.
Well, it's a great story to hear, and appreciate your time this morning, Cal.
Yeah.
So keep be on the lookout for the next issue of Vipe out there, folks.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question is when does the next do you publish on a regular, I mean, once every 3 months, first of the month, or how does it work?
Well, it kind of depends. You know, it's tough to say just because we're so small. Sometimes it's, you know, things, because we also are selling the programs for these state tournaments. The OSSAA is contracted with us, and we sell these programs. So just because of how small we are, sometimes it's like we have a certain date we like to hit, but then, you know, three of us are selling programs for a weekend, so we get a little behind. But right now, the March issue will be, I think the due date was at the end of March, so it should be the beginning of April. I think some of the books have more, some of it's like Tulsa, I think, is like 8 issues per year, whereas Northeast, I think, is only 6, something like that. And so they come out, I think, every other month, I believe. And this one, the next one will be, I'm waiting for all the championships to end.
And I know the focus is high school sports, and it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But with events, just because like the Great American Conference mm-hmm. here in town, competition starts mm-hmm. today, would we possibly see events like that in the magazine too?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that. That's something we're always looking trying to look into. We do have some. We do get like Roger State and Oklahoma Wesleyan in this book specifically. We try and cover some of the local smaller colleges.
Got a lot of great basketball here this weekend.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So, but yeah, so this the March one, I'm waiting for the basketball tournaments to end, and the next book that'll come out will be a championship edition. You know, the Lady Bruins will be featured along with the swim teams from Bartlesville because they crushed. So yeah, they'll be in there, and then any basketball teams that do well. Verdigris, I know, is really good. So.
Yeah. Of course, invite you out later on this summer for some Great American Legion baseball with a firm that has their name in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest sports sponsorship. So, you know.
That's right. One of those things we're proud of. And, you know, it's great to focus on youth sports, the teamwork involved in all the support of the families to get the kids there and do this to reach the point where you're doing it at high school and the pinnacle of your local career, basically, as a young person. It's really exciting to honor those people, and that's why we do it, and that's why we like Vibe.
And that's why we've got former Bartlesville High School athletes competing at the Great American Conference back in Bruin Fieldhouse this week.
That's right. So everybody needs to go out there and check that out. When does it start? Is it tonight?
This afternoon.
This afternoon, 1 o'clock, and you know, goes all the way through the weekend, and got lots of sessions and games. And I know there are tickets available if you go out there. It's really inexpensive and great basketball.
Yeah,
it really is.
So looking forward to seeing local faces, local names, local stories, and I don't know if you even go back and revisit some of these players that you featured as part of their college career too. So
yeah, we have in the past in some of our, I think actually in our recent Tulsa book, we did that. We had a couple of older basketball players come back who were a part of our Elite Eight, which is the feature in that Tulsa magazine, and a couple of guys who played in the area came back and interviewed for the book and got in the magazine, and it was actually a cool little feature. So we do that every now and then. So I'm always looking for ideas. So, I mean, if you I can give you guys my email address if you think of something cool, things should be in the book.
Well, I'll just point the listeners to your Facebook page.
Yeah. They can go to Vibe Oklahoma, the fan page, and leave comments. We're always responding to messages, and we look at the comments that I know some people might not think we do, but we do. I read all the comments and see what people have to say, because we're always interested in stuff to put in the magazine.
Yeah,
so.
And I think there is the idea when you're commenting on any kind of a large organization's Facebook post, oh, they're never going to read this, but I would need to say it anyway, so I'm going to post it. You know?
That's right. Well, we read ours. We read them and take to heart what people say, because we're always looking for feedback, and constructive feedback, of course. People are always going to tell us we're no good.
You really need our ideas, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. So
you can't be everywhere. These communities have all the unique stories, like Charlie mentioned there, that you may not know.
That's exactly right.
So, again, thank you so much for what you're doing to boost high school sports, and I'll say youth sports in general.
Of course, yeah. We actually do have some pages that feature, INFC football programs, and we've tried to include that more just to, like you said, include more youth sports. This is big for these kids. Not everybody gets to see their face in a publication, so that's our main focus. Is the newspaper is always going to get the big names and the big athletes, but we try and catch some of those people who deserve it who might not get it.
And I think to me that's part of any kind of a local coverage for the schools. And I'm not saying it's good, bad, or otherwise. It's what it is. Tulsa and Oklahoma City, because of the large newspapers, the vast number of media outlets, mm-hmm. those kids are much more likely to get attention than Ooligah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, if you will. I mean, especially with Jinx and all those big 6A schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Bartlesville's a 6A school, but they'd only get so much coverage because Jinx and Union and some of those other schools take up so much of
proximity. Helps.
Time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does. And so, but I love doing this, man. This is great. This is what I got my degree in, and I'm fortunate enough to just get placed in something that's right in my wheelhouse, so to say. So
yeah,
it's fantastic, and I love doing it. So.
Okay. Thank you for your partnership with Dungeness.
Oh, well, of course. Thank you, guys.
really comes through in what you do. Thank you, Cal.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of other stuff going on this weekend. I know we've got the Washington County Livestock Show.
You'll be out there presenting some awards.
Actually, I can't go. Rob's going to go in my place because I'm going to be in Erie, Kansas at a basketball tournament with Bodie, with my fourth grader.
Great.
They came in second at in Dewey last week, and they played out of the loser's bracket, had to win four games in a row to make it to the championship. Bartlesville Thunder, we're real proud of them.
Marvelous.
So that, back to this.
And well, nice to see a story coming out of that tournament, and I say this with a smile on my face, please, of some other story other than some coach getting punched out.
Well, that happened, I guess. But the truth is, it was a great tournament. It was one of the best run tournaments around. And the truth is, I've been to many basketball tournaments in the last few weeks, and going to Erie will be in a good example of that. But the truth is, this is the one in Dewey, that fourth grade tournament they have is one of the best. It's a week long thing. We had a blast there. The team did, the good teams, lots of great sportsmanship, and really well run.
Well, I'm sure that Kayla and the rest of the folks that are running the Junior Livestock Show will miss your face, but the
Dungeness Press. Yeah, we'll have people out there.
You're going to have somebody out there bidding on the premium.
Yep, we'll be out there. We're going to do the best we can and give away our scholarships and move. It'll be a great time to honor the kids that work so hard in that world, too. Because, just like with youth sports, if you're going to work in the 4-H or FFA and show animals at one of these livestock shows going on, I mean, you work year-round. You know, the hours you put in to care for your animal just for that one day is incredible. So, again, back to the kids around here. That's what we try to focus on a lot of times on the show, and it's an exciting time. This time of year, school's gone so fast, it's all ramped up.
It's already March.
Yeah, spring sports are kicking off. Soccer is kicking off, we've got.
Drove by the soccer field tennis. Saturday, and it was a great day. Thankfully, I said, "Wow, they're full already."
It's a big deal. So here we go. It's. Lots to do.
Okay. Well, speaking of lots to do, I know again you're getting those 995 oil changes done all the time. Joe and the body shop guys are continually busy, and I'm sorry to say the spring storms will come around sometime.
Yeah, we're getting close to that time of year, but yeah, Joe and the guys at the body shop have been pretty busy lately. But they are doing estimates every day. If you need us to take care of something on your vehicle, go see them. You mentioned the 995 oil change. I know that people are really taking advantage of our appointments, the system, particularly on the Toyota side. We're doing more and more scheduled oil changes and service appointments, really trying to integrate that into our processes better, and it's working out great. So if you want to just drop it off and come wait, you can. We'll do it.
Drive a Lincoln
no
and then
necessary.
Pick the car up front.
If you want to drive a Lincoln, you can. Heck, we'll take. Come pick it up from you and take it back, whatever's most convenient for you. On the Toyota side, you can schedule that appointment, and we'll be ready for you when you come in and get you out of there just as soon as we can, so we respect your time.
Yeah.
Doing the same stuff on selling cars, obviously. We've got a bunch of great deals. We haven't talked a lot about what's going on right now, but
It is truck month.
We've got incredible discounts on all the Ford product, not just trucks, but the cars and SUVs, too.
If you've never driven an aluminum truck, now would be a good
now
time.
Now is the time. They're selling like hotcakes. It's incredible how many trucks we've been selling. The Toyota side is similar deals. Incredible value right now on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, even the 4Runner and Tacoma. Everything is discounted. Great interest rate specials, good conquest trade-in things, a hit bonus cash all available on a lot of stuff. So it's an incredible time to buy.
Well, which means that you need more used cars.
And we need to buy cars. So even if you're not sure you want to ready to buy yet, you want to know what your vehicle's worth, you want to sell it to us, whatever, I got an extra car, bring it in, we'll take a look at it, we'll pay you cash for your car today.
Sounds great. I know the oil change is going to go on until about 6 or 7.
6 o'clock tonight. tonight, 6 okay. o'clock, and sales will be around till 7 or so.
Okay. Stop by. Look how they moved the faces around and the people that are attached to those faces. And,
we do
and if you saw them in the body shop or in the service drive, you may see them up front now.
So, that's right. Yeah. So come check us out today, 918-333-0900 or dungeonschoice.com.
And, of course, to pick up a copy of the Vipe magazine, the high school sports magazine featuring high school and youth sports around the area. News on the way next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory.